Hello, to everyone, all the viewers and listeners, we're continuing the article. Let there be light, but before we listen to Rav Lightman, before we used to do what we're talking about, and we can see that there is no correction that occurred, but only more damage. But it's not that it's something that advanced us towards correction, but it advanced us towards the damage that we have revealed. So it wasn't for nothing. It helped us. And the main thing that it didn't really depend on us. And all the actions we were doing, we passed all the states, we went through all these degrees, and nothing would have changed. The light enters and exits the gleam, and the fact that we pulled the light and we have pushed the light, so to speak, it all affected us. And we were doing this big work, and that gleam have been mixed with the light. And during the erection of the temple and during the destruction of the temple, we couldn't have changed anything. We couldn't have affected them. They should have gone upon us. They should have occurred and happened. And but now we find ourselves in the state where we can only rise. There's no reason to go down anymore. We have come to an end of all the damages and shatterings. Now we should only go towards the correction. So we're reading Zohar Leam, paragraph 32. The words Or, Yehi Or, are not renewal of light, but a return of the light that Abba Ve'ima had already had, since the Yud, who diminished the light of Abba Ve'ima into Avir, departed there once more. And the light returned to Abba Ve'ima as it was in them before they diminished. The expansion of the light of Let There Be Light is an expansion that expanded and was split in the concealment of the upper, hidden Abba Ve'ima, Arechanpin. Thus, there is really no need, no new Avaya here, but the wholeness that existed before it was split reappeared. First, he split the 10 Sefirot of Abba Ve'ima and brought out of himself a single hidden dot. This is because Ein Sof split the 10 Sefirot of Abba Ve'ima with his own avir and disclosed that dot, Yud, which was given in the light of Abba Ve'ima, who also became Avir.
Perush.
Commentary. That light is not light of Chochmah of Arechanpin, but the light of Binah of Arechanpin. For when she was in Rosh Arechanpin, Binah was also considered Chochmah. And once the Chochmah of Arechanpin took her out from the Rosh to his Guf, she became Vak, without Gar, Chochmah. At that time, Binah is regarded as her 10 Sefirot being split, because her Gar of lights departed from her Naranchai, and the lower vessels, Binah, Tiferet, and Malchut, divided from her degree and descended to Zon. And only vessels of Keter Chochma, with light of Nefesh Ruach, remained in her. This is regarded as splitting in the vessels, and the air in the light that was in her. That Bina of Arichanpin is clothed inside Abavim, which are implied in the Yud-Hei of Yehi, so that anything that Arichanpin wishes to give to Abavim, he does it in his own Bina first. And what is given into his Bina is given to Abavim. For this reason, first he split the 10 sefirot of vessels that Bina had while she was in Rosh Arichanpin, who elevated the screen to the vessel of Chochmah and made a coupling there. By that, the three vessels, Bina, Tiferet, and Malchut, were split and descended from Bina into Zon, and he elicited a single hidden dot out of himself. By that, he elicited in Bina a hidden dot, Yud that entered the light that she had, and her light had turned into Avir, since the Gar, Neshama, Chaya Yechida, departed from her, and she remained only in the level of Nefesh Ruach. There, from his own secret, his Vak. Since a secret is the posterior phase of the light of Chochmah, Vak without Gar. Thus, Ein Sof was split from his own air, because Arichanpin first made a coupling on the screen below his own Chochmah. By that, he took Bina out from Rosh to Vak, the three vessels, Bina, Tiferet, and Malchut, Ele of Elohim, divided from her. And only vessels, Keter Chochmah, me of Elohim, remained in her. He disclosed the dot of Yud in the light that she had, and the light became air. The sect of Arichanpin is called a seed of silk. He calls Arichanpin Ein Sof because every emanator is considered Ein Sof, because he only emanates with the light of Ein Sof in him. Afterwards, Arichanpin returned and lowered the screen below the Chochmah to the place of Malchut, by which the three vessels, Bina, Tiferet, and Malchut, were brought back to the degree of Bina, as well as the complete light of Naran Chai of lights. At that time, Yud expanded and departed from her Avir, since once the Yud departed from the hidden Avir, the Avir returned to be in light, meaning a light complete with Naran Chai, light of
Chochmah.
Thus, Arichanpin wishes to impart the Ketnut to Abba Ve'ima. He inserts the Yud into his light and becomes Avir. And when he wishes to give them Mochin of Gadlut, he lowers the Yud from the Avir once more and becomes light. Let's please proceed to the clip number 2. To advance in the work, spiritual work, you have to add the mind and certain tools with which you advance. You don't advance through the books that you just look at them. It's something like a donkey looks into the book. It doesn't help him, and it doesn't help the book, and it doesn't help it. But the thing is that we should try and make the text closer to us. I have to feel it somehow, more and more each time. I have to understand it more and more. I have to desire to be in what I read. I don't understand what it is, but I read and I strive to be on this degree, like a child who wants to be big. And this yearning is a yearning of feelings, of a mind, and then it is the yearning of a feelings.
When
Rabash and Baal Salam took upon them, he explained, and then he expanded the Zohar, something that is called a Sulam commentary, and it basically gave us the ability to not be mistaken, to not imagine things, and it doesn't matter what language it is, Hebrew or Aramaic, but if you start to imagine, so that you wouldn't imagine all kinds of material shapes, and
he
has to write commentary to each the word so that you wouldn't think that there's a donkey, a bull, all kinds of angels and devils, all these stories. It's not talking about our world or some mystical things, creatures, and then therefore he explains it, he comments it, and from his commentary he warns us not to enter all this made up images in the Zohar, because we won't be able to exit it, and then we don't enter the book correctly. We continue from paragraph number 33. When the first dot of Arihanpin, Yud, is found, his light appeared on her in the form of reaching and not reaching. When the dot expanded, the light that remained from her, the air, was revealed. Once the Zohar explained the ways of elicitation of Machin, of Katnut, and Gadlut, in Binah of Arihanpin himself, here he explains the order of imparting Machin to Abavina. He divides them into three phases, which are three dots, Holam, Shuruk, Hirik.
Aleph, Holam.
Number one, Holam. When there was the first dot of Arihanpin, Yud, before the Yud departed from the Avir, his light appeared on her in the form of reaching and not reaching. Arihanpin was illuminating to Binah at the dot of Holam above the letters, which are the vessels of Binah. Hence, the light reached Binah in the form of reaching and not reaching, reaching with chasadim and not reaching with chokmah. This is so because the light of chokmah remained in Rosh Arihanpin and did not reach Binah, who went out to Guf Arihanpin, to Vak. 2. Shuruk. When the dot, Yud, expanded and came out of Avir, the light of Chachmah went out. And it is the word or light that remains after the exit of the yud from the word avir. This is the light that was initially in Bina while she was in Rosh Arichanpin, and which disappeared with her exit from the Rosh. Now he returned to her and exists in her. It is written about it, and there was light, indicating that there is no novelty in reality here, but it is the light that was already in Bina. The light departed and was concealed, because when the light departed, along with the return of Bina to Rosh Arichanpin, after the coupling on the screen in the place of Malchut came down, and she raised the three letters Eli to her degree, along with the Zong that were attached to them, the light of Chochmah departed and did not clothe in the letters Eli or in Zong that were attached to them in an Ibur, due to lack of clothing of Chasadim. Instead, it was hidden at the dot of Shuruk, because the light of Chochmah did not depart from them, but they could not receive it, although it was clothed in their vessels, since they lacked the garment of honor that shines. For this reason, it is considered that the light shines in concealment. Hence, one dot remained in Bina, where the Chochmah, always rich with their vessels, the dot of Shuruk, where Chochmah, always rich in a concealed way. 3. The Hirik reaches and does not reach. It reaches in Chasadim and does not reach in Chochmah. It illuminates in it as in the illumination of the first dot from which it came out, through the coupling that was done on the dot of Hirik from the Zon, that are attached to the letters Eli. That dot of Hirik illuminates in him like the illumination of the first dot from which it came out. She extends the level of Vak in Bina, the way Arichanpin illuminated in her, while she was a dot of Yud in her air, light of Chasadim. At that time, they cling to one another. The light of Chochmah from the dot of Shuruk clothes in light of Chasadim from the dot of Hirik, and they illuminate together. They illuminate in one and in the other. It follows that Ishsut illuminates in the two dots together, in light of Chochmah and in light of Chasadim. And Ishsut is completed with the complete Mochin in four colors, Chub, Chochmah and Bina, and Hesed and Gura. Since they received Chochmah and Bina from Rosh Arichanpin and received Hesed and Gura through the coupling on the dot of Hirik. Let's refresh our intention with the clip number 3.
We need to see ourselves as being within our will to receive, and our state currently, as of now, is a state of exile, which too we feel, perhaps we feel that we are in exile, and it's exile from the quality of bestowal, which if we want to attain, if we want it to govern us, that means that the Creator is leading us, governing us. He is king over us. Then we'll feel our will to receive, being in our will to receive, as being in exile, being in captivity. And if we agree with where we are, what we are, then it's not called exile Egypt or imprisonment. It's just called that we are on the degree of beast. The degree of man begins when his state is that of exile from spirituality, meaning from bestowal. So let's see ourselves as being within the will to receive, and we're speaking only of ways, forms of the will to receive. There's nothing else to speak of, and it receives between us all sorts of changes, transformations, because the upper light illuminates, and then the will to receive under his light receives different ways, shapes, changes. And this is what the Zohar speaks of.
We are continuing in the paragraph 34. When Pertsuf Abba Ve'ima ascends to Rosh HaRechanpin and receives there the mochin of the three dots, all rise and unite with him. Zon 2, which are attached to the letters Eli of Abba Ve'ima, rise with Abba Ve'ima and receive this mochin from them. Zohar explains the correction of lights in the vessels of Zon. For after it explained the order of expansion of mochin in regard to the lights, and the three corrections, Halam, Shuruk, Hirik, it comes to explain the order of expansion of the mochin in regard to the vessels, which are called three lines, right, left, and the middle, which decides between them. There are many appellations to the Ten Sefirot according to their relations in regard to the clothing of the lights in the vessels. The Ten Sefirot are called Kachabtum or Chagat Neim. In regard to the vessels, the Ten Sefirot are called 22 letters. Accordingly, there should have been five letters, Kachabtum, or seven letters, Chagat Neim. So why are they 22 letters? It is so because the letters extend from the seven Sefirot, Chagat Neim, of Abba Ve'ima. Also, since there are three phases in their mochin, Chalam, Shuruk, and Hirik, three kinds of expansion of seven vessels extend from them. 1. Seven vessels extend from the dot of Chalam. These are considered right line. 2. Seven vessels extend from the dot of Shuruk, and these are considered left line. 3. Seven vessels extend from the dot of Hirik, and these are considered middle line. Together, they are 21 vessels. Yet, at the dot of Hirik, there is another phase to the Sefen Sefirot, Chagat Nehim of Abba Ve'ima, which is the screen of Zon. This is why that phase is regarded as a vessel. Hence they are 22 vessels, and they are the ones called 22 letters. Thus, the 22 letters are the same as Zot, but in regard to the vessels themselves, the Sefirot are called letters. And they are 22 because of the correction of the three lines in them. When Partsuf Abba Ve'ima ascends to Rosh HaRechanpin, everyone ascends and unites with him. At that time, he is in the form of reaching Gar and is hidden in the place of Ein Sof, which is Arihanpin, and everything becomes one. Commentary. When Partsuf Abba Ve'ima ascends to Arihanpin, he becomes reaching with the light of Chochmah, like Arihanpin. However, the light does not spread below, but is concealed in the place of Arihanpin due to lack of clothing of Hasidim. This is the dot of Shuruk. All three dots become one, and the two dots, Chalam Hirik, which were initially in the form of reaching and not reaching, Vak, have now become Gar due to their unification into one with the dot of Shuruk. Therefore, the dot that was in the light made it into Avir, the dot of Holam, is now complete light that became Gar due to her unification with the Shuruk. Light of Zat, Hagat Neim of Abba Ve'ima, expanded from the dot of Cholam, and seven letters of the alphabet illuminate in this expansion, since the letters are the vessels. Also, seven Sfirot, Hagat Neim, of Abba Ve'ima, expanded from the dot of Cholam, and seven vessels, called seven letters, were established in the right line of Zon. They are regarded as right because the dot of Chalam is always considered light, as its essence is Hasadim, and any light is right. The vessels, until now, and by this we end, and